Hello, this is George.
Good morning, George. This is Jose speaking. How are you today?
I'm doing good. So, yes, I was able to listen to the call and review it with Hugo.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you sound very knowledgeable, great tone of voice and everything, but I think you have to be pushing, like what the guy was telling you, they had cabinets. You know, next question, if they buy cabinets, okay, are you currently doing a project? They say, yes, okay, fantastic, why don't we do this? Send me the sketch of what you're actually building, or the sketch for the cabinet layout, so I can send you a quote, and you can see that our prices are very competitive. You know, always ABC. You know what ABC stands for?
I do not.
Always be closing.
Always be closing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what you need to do is drive them or guide them into for them to send you a sketch. Because with the sketch, you know, once we receive the sketch, Hugo can build up a nice quote. You send it to them, and they can actually see the difference of the pricing, and then Hugo can just follow up and close it, or you can close it.
Okay. Give me one second so I can put that on notes as well. I think Carlos is trying to call me. That's
managed...
right.
Yeah.
So I have to let him know that I'm on the
phone.
So
call me later.
No. I just told him that I'm on the phone with you. Yes, I understand that, George. Focus on the closing and always try to focus on that, right?
Yeah.
Always be ready to close. So here's the my question that I have. A lot of these calls, when I do mention, because the script does say, are you the one in charge of the cabinet sourcing? Once I say that, they say no, thank you, just send me the information, and like they don't want to hear more about it. So how do I go about that?
About what? Can you repeat that?
Yes. So whenever, let's say, most of these calls, when I make the calls and I get to, hi, this is Jose Romero with Cabinet Hub Direct. Are you the one in charge of the cabinet sourcing? They said, no, I'm not. They're not available. They're busy right now. Can you just send the information? How do I go about that? How do I go to moving forward with the script?
Well, what you can do is tell them, okay, I do understand. Do you have a phone that I can call that person directly, or at what time can I call them? I can definitely send you a sketch, but I want to talk to that person because you ask them, are you currently doing a project that involves cabinets? They say yes. Uh-huh. Well, in order to send you more information or more accurate information, I need a sketch of what you're building so you can see the competitive prices that we have and the quality of our products.
Okay.
Always try to always ABC, always be
the actual person.
Other than that, you sound very knowledgeable. Exactly. You can pitch it to everybody. It's having that drive. Another thing is once you have gone into the call, like with Mr. Dumas, mm-hmm. Then what you do is you personalize the call. So Mr. Dumas, or may I call you, you know, by his first name, and instead of using sir, use the person's first name. I do understand, but because of our background, sir is already embedded into our system.
Correct. That's
but
right,
you know, try to change it into the name of the person, so you personalize the call.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds more like a relationship, like a friend.
Exactly. Remember, you're building rapport with this person over the phone. So once you've done, you know, a couple of stars, then you tell them, okay, so Mr. John, his name is John Dumas, so may I call you Mr. Dumas or may I call you John? John, okay, fantastic, John. So you continue with John. You personalize the call. And you start, John, so if are you currently building something with cabinets? Yeah. Is there a way that you can send me the sketch? I can send you our catalog, but I will need a sketch because with the sketch, we can actually give you a more personalized quote on your cabinets, on whatever you're building.
Okay, absolutely. I'll definitely work on those key points, and because that's one thing that I did have, I did want to ask about as well. What happens with these, and when people ask for the information, do I give them, I was told just to send the email. And that has the info, the callback number, has my email and the actual website. But if I'm able to actually pitch it to even the secretary of the office, then I'll definitely do that as well.
Exactly. When you say, listen, so what time is the person available? And then you build up a callback list of when you're going to call that person back and say, hey, you know what? Let them know that Jose from Cabinet Hub called in and that I want to talk to him because I'm going to save you guys a lot of money. You're going to get quality products. You know, sometimes, you know, remember, receptionists or secretaries, they're gatekeepers. So you gotta try to earn their trust and push them a little bit to get through.
Okay, absolutely. So I try to refrain from sending the email unless they ask for it, or?
Yeah, I mean, you always try to, I mean, you can send them the email and then you personalize this, but what you want to get is to the decision maker or the procurement manager or the person. Yeah. So you know, get to that person because that person is going to understand your lingo.
Absolutely. Okay. Makes sense.
Okay, fantastic. Other than that, you're doing great.
Well, thank you, George. I appreciate that. I was kind of, you know, wanting to get some feedback from you as well and my superiors here. So that helps me a lot, too, on what I need to work on and how I need to approach different scenarios, you know. So I do appreciate you looking into it as well.
Fantastic. Then take care and keep up the good work.
All right, George. You have a good day. Thank you. Thank you.